This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 133 for Monday, November 6. I'm Glenn Hallett. Ice canola futures are starting a new week on a higher note Monday morning as they glean support from some of the comparable oils. The January canola contract adds $5.90 at $698.20 per ton, and the March contract climbs $4.80 at $706 per ton. There's support for the Canadian oilseed coming from upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, but soy meal is slipping back. There are small gains in Malaysian palm oil, but European rapeseed is lower. Increases in global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. Although canola crush margins are down a little, they remain quite strong. While the Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports are at their best levels in 10 months, the market believes the amount heading out of Canada is set to recede. The latest Commitments of Traders report says managed money upped their net short position in canola by 10,600 contracts to a record short position of 106,169. The Canadian dollar is a pinch higher on Monday morning, with the loonie rising to 73.16 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.08. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports two private sales this morning. One is for 126,000 tons of current crop soybeans to China. The other is for nearly 290,000 tons of current crop corn to Mexico. The USDA is set to release its export inspections report later this morning and its crop progress report this afternoon. The trade expects the U.S. corn and soybean harvests to be close to wrapping up. Also, the USDA is scheduled to publish its November supply and demand estimates on Thursday. The trade is projecting smaller ending stocks for soybeans and corn, while the carryover for wheat is to stand pat. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The January contract adds a dime at $13.61.5 per bushel. December soy oil jumps 1.4 cents at 50.76 cents per pound. But December soy meal loses $5.20 at $436.90 per short ton. Corn is slightly higher as its December contract bumps up 0.75 cents at $4.78 per bushel. Oats are down, with its December contract giving up 7 cents at $3.65. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago December tacks on 2 cents at $5.74.5. Kansas City December rises 2 cents at $6.46. And Minneapolis December gains a nickel at $7.26. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 6th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.